jump in real quick. What was the provider you guys were talking about? Is it 123.net? And then the other thing for you, Sean, have you thought about going IPv6? Obviously, carrier IPv6 is an absolute non-starter. I would never use a service with it because of what you just described. I'm just... My things are IPv6 and call it a day. Offers that I don't have.
Well, I'll let Tom answer the provider because I'm not 100% sure. I know he told me, and I've forgotten who's offering him the fiber up there. But yeah, if only you know, IPv6 solves all these carrier grade NAT problems. Fine, but as you probably know, all stars in the, you know, in the 19th century, the 20th century, they don't speak IPv6. So, you know, that's one of the places where it's troublesome. Now, I don't know why, you know, one of the VoIP services I'm having trouble with is a ham-based thing. It's not the big one that's left, but it's a lesser one, and I think maybe they have some trouble with it too. But you're right, yeah, IPv6 would solve it. And, you know, the problem is that doesn't work for All-Star and this one particular VoIP provider that I don't even care if they went away. But, Tom, go ahead and answer about the provider that you've got up there now with the fiber.